All right, we are kind of in the middle now of the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over enforcement campaign that state police want you to know about. And joining us here on 93 WIBC is Sergeant Matt Ames, Public Information Officer with state police. Matt, for those who maybe don't quite know exactly what this is, tell everybody out there what Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over is all about.
Number one, the Indiana State Police, one of our primary mission statements is that we're going to provide safe roadways out here for our public traveling. Everyone should know that the BAC is in every state. It's 0.08%. If you're under the age of 21, it's 0.02%. One person is killed every 50 minutes by a drunk driver here in the United States. And that is something that we can prevent by just planning ahead, making sure that we are making plans to get home safely, and we're making sure that people are not out there driving while intoxicated or under the influence of a controlled substance.
And just for time-wise, I know you guys do, you know, you guys are always making sure you find drunk drivers and enforce the law that way, but this particular campaign, it's already started and it's going through Labor Day, right? Is that the time?
That is correct. It is going through Labor Day, and it's allowing us to have extra officers along with local law enforcement agencies to have extra officers out on the roadways patrolling looking for intoxicated drivers.
What is it kind of about this time of year that you think, you know, you kind of see more alcohol-impaired accidents and maybe fatalities as well?
With this, it's getting towards the end of summer. People are starting to wind down, getting ready for fall and for the winter. People are having more parties as it's winding down, and we just see an increase of a DUI or under the influence of accidents and arrest over this time period.
What are some things people can do to make sure that they don't get pulled over, and just some smart tips that they can abide by?
Well, number one, they need to plan accordingly. Plan your safe ride home before the party starts. Make sure that you have your designated driver. If you're hosting the party, I mean, if you know someone is starting to consume a lot of alcohol, make sure that you get the keys from that individual and make sure that you provide them a ride home or get them a ride home. And if you drink, don't drive, you can call a taxi, an Uber, or call a friend to get home safely, so that way everyone's getting home safely.
And is there kind of a particular point in the state where you guys are setting up checkpoints, or is it just kind of going to be, you know, all over?
Right now, the Indiana State Police will be doing roving patrols. We're not going to be setting up any checkpoints at this time due to COVID-19.
I'm glad you brought that point up, because that was going to be my next question. How has COVID-19 impacted your guys' ability to go out and just do general law enforcement? Have you had to make any changes to that?
Our officers are out here every day. We're masking up. We're making sure that we're disinfecting our cars after every tour of duty, and we're also making sure that we're using hand sanitizer and doing good personal hygiene the entire time. One other thing that I do want to bring up, if you are out there, a motorist traveling down the roadways, and you happen to see an impaired driver, make sure that you call 911, be able to give the dispatcher a accurate description of the vehicle, a possible license plate number, and so that way that we can get officers in that location, and we can get that individual off the roadway to provide a safe roadway for the people that's calling it in, and also to provide safety for the person that possibly could be intoxicated.
All right, Matt Ames, Public Information Officer with State Police. Matt, have I forgotten to mention anything that you'd like to mention?
And one other thing I'd like to mention is that buzz driving is drunk driving. Please don't get behind the wheel while you're buzzed.
Awesome. Great stuff. Matt Ames with State Police on the Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over campaign. Matt, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day, and please drive safe, and don't forget to buckle up.